Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter skelter.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Julia Olguin from the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Doing all of our accounts payables and receivables into the company. And so that's pretty much it. We're made of three groups: front office, mid office, and back office.
You mentioned diesel, jet fuel, a few products that you guys are going to be putting out there. When the Davis refinery is at full capacity, how many different products will you guys be putting out of that refinery?
We will have a complex slate of products. We will have gasoline, we'll have jet fuel, and we'll have diesel 1 and 2. And so really the refinery is really structured so that we can meet the seasonality of the North Dakota market and basically be able to do everything economically. So basically what we're going to be doing is in the winter, Davis will be producing diesel number one. And as you can see, what currently is happening in the market right now, when you have 16 days of extremely cold weather, you know, you constantly see shortages in the market for diesel one. And Davis is going to come in and fill these gaps and create more equilibrium into the market so that, you know, we don't have these rough winters that the industry in North Dakota will have plenty of diesel to supply throughout these, you know, and you never know how long the winters are going to last in North Dakota. And that's the beauty of this refinery is that we're going to have the flexibility to manage that throughout the winter. And then in the spring, summer, and fall, we'll produce diesel 2 and jet fuel also during the spring and summertime. Whichever is more economical is how we're going to look at it. We will run the refinery very economically and what makes sense to meet our demand within the region. And then we'll produce gasoline all year. So we have a pretty full, complex slate, which just helps basically the state of North Dakota with all their seasonality.
And you did touch on this a little bit about the different cold weather and some of those things, but, you know, obviously in North Dakota, we're an ag state, and those farmers go through quite a bit of diesel as well. It sounds to me like you guys have looked into the local market, especially how it's not uncommon for North Dakota to have shortages of diesel. Oftentimes the governor comes out and makes, you know, ration comments from time to time. Have any further thoughts on the supplying the local marketplace with diesel?
Well, I tell you what's great about North Dakota, and that's the people and your local markets. I have to say, the past 6 months there, meeting quite a few of your distributors and individuals in North Dakota, which has been such a pleasure, very honest and hardworking individuals. And this is a concern. This is a concern for all of them. So, you know, our plan at Davis is to have long-term relationships with the individuals in North Dakota and help manage that, you know, these shortage of diesel during the winter that seems to be common, that happens quite a bit. And so, yes, we've done quite a few analysis on that and making sure in the design stage of our plant that we're going to be able to meet the needs of the individuals, the locals in North Dakota. And that's pretty, and that's really what we're designed to do. We're designed there to help the local North Dakota market. And that's where we're building all of our relationships to help manage some of the shortages that we're seeing currently.
Kind of your final thoughts on how you see this Davis refinery being implemented over the next year, year and a half, 2 years into the Bakken?
You know, we are right on track. We're doing really well. We're in the middle of finishing up our design stage. Construction should start next spring, and we're looking to have the refinery up and running in the spring of 2018. And during this next year, we're going to be, again, in North Dakota, heavy presence. We're going to be moving our corporate headquarters there and spending a lot of time with the locals and making sure that we have all the logistics put in place, all of the contracts put in place, and so that we're helping with the, and we know your ag is one of your largest industrial markets there, and so we're very much focused on helping with the diesel demand in that area, and I think we have positioned ourselves just right to come in and be a part of the state of North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Julia Olguin or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media
Network. I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound. Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
A 1, 2. Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm on my way now, most any day.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free and easy manner.